There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As was the case with Washington's defense early in the season, there are times in life where we see our loved ones struggle. Occasionally, especially as they get older. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm, Kondorian Murat, will guide you through the process of managing a healthcare or financial power of attorney, even securing guardianship for a family member. Schedule a free consultation with their elder law and estate planning attorneys today. Go to kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We'll get back to the Commanders and the Ravens game coming up on Sunday at 1 o'clock in just a few. I also want to play a clip for you in a minute as to what Bill Belichick said he would do to try to defend the indefensible to this point, Jaden Daniels, because I thought that was great audio. So we'll do that. Two things first, though. Number one, I have been scouring the internet to find this all day. I saw it while scrolling last night. I kind of laughed at it and thought I'd bring it up to you. Didn't know if it would be on air or off air, but I keep forgetting, so it's going to be on air. There's nothing funny about what's going on in Florida, to be clear.
Yep.
There's nothing funny about it. Terrible storm. Our thoughts, our prayers with everybody. Hopefully those that needed to evacuate did. Sounds like it's going to be a brutal storm in the evening and throughout the rest of the day and on into tomorrow. But there was this clip I saw, and I'm assuming it was real. I guess it's possible I got deep faked on the internet. Like, Anderson Cooper was interviewing a lady, and he was asking her, like, what are you bringing with you? Or how do you even decide when you're packing up your house? And she said, I'm just going to bring some clothes and my pickleball racket.
Did she really?
The tone of her answer was hysterical. Like, she was very sad, and she's like, I'm going to pack some clothes and my pickleball racket. And I saw it, and I meant to send it to you, and I didn't, and now I can't find it anywhere. So there's like a 37% chance it was like a deep internet
fake. It was somebody's AI bit, yeah.
But it looked pretty real, I will say. It did not look like a fake. But it was the latest evidence, I'd say, that people need their pickleball. That was going to be what she used for her mental health.
Well, you find
forward.
The paddle that you like, you don't want to relinquish it. I mean, I think about this.
Is it a racket or a paddle?
It's a paddle.
What's the difference?
Rackets for tennis or for racquetball.
But I mean, actually, is it... You know, racket is open, like water goes through it, whereas is solid?
I'm sure there's a technical difference I'm not aware of.
Okay.
But this, to me, the pickleball paddle is a cousin of an actual ping pong paddle. You never call it a ping pong racket, right? You know it's a paddle.
So paddle, I think, would be solid, flat.
It sounds right to me.
Impenetrable. Uh-huh. Racket, you like put your fingers through.
You can aerate a little bit, yeah. But you get it wrapped the right way. You get the balance on them. And I've got my, there's different spots where you can put your lead out. You know, tape weight, right, to change the sweet spot of the paddle. So I do the on top of my Ruby 6-0 right, for a little bit more power, because that's a control paddle. Whereas before I had the Yola Gen 1, I wanted at the bottom for more control. So you're always trying to find that balance. If there's a fire, I'm going to make sure my family's okay, but I'm going to get my Ruby 6.0 out of there.
Is your current paddle the paddle you'll have in 3 years?
No.
Why is that?
Oh, it'll wear out. I don't
mean that exact one, but that model.
Oh, that's
or
a great
are you
question.
Still climbing? Like, have you gotten the nicest one on the market? Or are you still like, well, I don't need the nicest paddle, so I'll get a good one that's not spectacular.
Oh, we're not in the I don't need the nicest paddle phase. That's a long time ago.
So you have the nicest paddle?
No, I have a paddle that's right for me. So in other words, there are more expensive paddles than the one I have. But I tested a million different things.
How much does a paddle cost?
The highest level one's going to be $300.
I mean, that's outrageous.
Give or take.
So if I'm just going to go play once a week with other guys that don't play at all, what should I spend on a paddle?
You could, like, are you, like, do you have any goals of ever, like, to this hypothetical?
Of course not.
It's so recreational, it just doesn't matter.
Yeah, whatever you do is not what I do.
Right, no, I understand
that. I want to just go out there, I don't, in this hypothetical, though,
yeah.
I want to sweat and play pickleball against guys that don't play pickleball.
Yeah, I would say high end is probably $65, $70, $80 maybe.
Okay.
For a decent one that'll last you for a while.
And like, the nicest one you can buy if you're on the tour is $300.
Yeah, or sometimes north of that.
But okay. What does Danny Huhe have?
So my Yola's is a $300 paddle.
I mean, that's how
my Ruby 6.0, I think it was $179 with a 10% discount code.
That's the new one? Or?
Yeah, that's the one I have now.
Oh, so you downgraded a little bit.
But it's just different because the paddle that I needed, just as we talk about my pickleball game a lot, because you and I, obviously this is like what people tune in to listen for.
Yeah.
Like, I was too power-based. Like, I'm going to supply the power. I was trying to overhit and bully people and go through everything.
I'm going to pull your wife and just stop you while you're ahead
now. I'm almost done. You play against high-level players,
so you
I need control.
In two pickleball paddles for $500.
Well, when you put it that way, it sounds ridiculous.
I mean, but how much money have you spent on this hobby?
Again.
Do you pickleballs?
Well, yeah, of course I do. So I can play.
I mean, I would think it'd be one of the cheapest sports you could play. You just need a paddle and a ball.
Well, you also need a court to play on and a net and stuff like that. So it's a lot because I put a court at my house also. But like the point is, so it's not just a couple $100 that I'm in. I'm in a little bit deeper than that.
I mean, your infatuation with pickleball.
Show me your text. Has my wife been texting you?
She has not. I wasn't even thinking about the court. That even makes it funnier that I'm like, Dana, you spent $300 on a racket?
Yeah, it's a drop in the bucket compared to the rest of it now.
He said to the guy who built a court in his backyard.
So that I could play.
It's a love. It's a passion.
Mm-hmm. It's incredible.
Good.
It's easy to play.
Having played with you, I've seen it now.
Yeah, it's easy to play. Anybody can pick it up and start playing, but it's really hard to be great at. And that's the beauty of it. Like, it's a lower barrier of entry than like a golf or whatever where you got to spend $1 million and then you stink for 9 years until you get like the right lesson and then you shoot 104 and you're supposed to be happy. No, it's easy.
Well, this clip, if it was real, was just an all-timer. Because this woman's standing there, and Anderson Cooper's asking, like, how do you decide what you bring with you, what you're putting in that suitcase as you're getting in your car, not knowing what you come back to? And she's like, I'm taking clothes and my pickleball bat. Not a racket, a paddle. 5 years ago today, where were you? 5 years ago today, October 10th, or 9th, I guess, 2024. I'll tell you where I was. I was living in Kingstown at a townhouse with my wife and our brand new baby. And I was the only one awake downstairs, and I started screaming at the top of my lungs because Howie Kendrick hit a grand slam to help the Nationals beat the Dodgers in Game 5 of the Division Series. As I'm watching these playoff games like the rest of you are, I'm longing for playoff baseball, and I'm increasingly more annoyed, frustrated, and devastated that the Nats haven't been back in the playoffs since 2019. But we've got an anniversary today, my friend. The division series, the fifth game.
It's 5 years ago, man.
And the grand slam in the 10th inning by Howie Kendrick against the Dodgers.
Outfield shades right, infield in all the way around. Turner and Seager on the left side, Hernandez and Muncy on the right. Kelly's one strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick has done it. They're going crazy in the Nationals dugout.
Howie Kendrick with a grand slam here in the 10th inning of Game 5. The Nationals 7, the Dodgers 3. Do you believe it?
What a call by Jags.
First of all, A+. Second of all, let me take you back if you don't mind. Bottom nine, Enrique Hernandez, who destroys the Nationals. Thank God they kept him in the yard. Base hit to left field, one out, Will Smith up at bat. Sitting on a pitch, he drills a ball to right field deep. Adam Eaton is sprinting back towards the warning track, towards the wall. The Dodger bench empties onto the field. Arms raised. We got it. We just did it. We just beat them. We're going to the NLCS. Adam Eaton touches the wall, snaps it in, catches it, delivers it back into the infield. Everybody goes back quietly. I thought it was over right then. Next batter, Chris Taylor, hits a ball 247,000 miles an hour to dead center field, right at Michael A. Taylor. We go to the 10th. Adam Eaton works a walk off Joe Kelly. Anthony Rendon, of course, hits an absolute piss missile to left field that would have gone out if it had any air on it at all, but it didn't.
Yeah, doubled off the bottom of the wall.
Juan Soto intentionally walked. You don't want to mess with Juan Soto. Howie Kendrick, bases drunk, nobody out. I'm going, if there's ever a time, Howie Kendrick, who struggled early in the series, was punting balls around in the field like he'd never put a glove on before. Why not Howie Kendrick, the veteran who used to play in L.A., swings at a first pitch slider, rolls over a ground ball foul. I'm going, oh my God, he's going to hit into a double play. This is the worst case scenario. What are we doing? Fastball down and in off the plate, lower, below his knees. He gets it out to center field. I'm going, okay, maybe it's deep enough for a sack fly. There's Freddie Prinze Jr., a.k.a. Cody Bellinger, turning back on his horse, running backwards. Disbelief gives way to joy. I have never, as a sports fan, screamed that loud in my life. Yep. That's the moment to me that everything changed.
I rewatched that 8th, 9th, and 10th inning, you know, in spurts with Clary today before the show. Because the 8th inning, people sleep. Washington was down by 2 runs, 3-1. And so many times in the past in October, you've had your heart broken as a Nats fan and as a DC sports fan because the team just didn't come up with hits, didn't come up with runs, couldn't score. And in that situation, down 3-1, Anthony Rendon hits a home run off Clayton Kershaw to lead off the inning. And then the next pitch, Juan Soto at 20 years old, crushes a
just
ball.
Just a nuke.
Complete no-doubter to right center field to tie the game 3-3. Kershaw drops down onto his knees in disbelief and despair on the mound, staring at the ground because once again, this future Hall of Famer who at that time had no positive recollections of playoff baseball had been gotten. They immediately come out and get him. Dave Roberts yanks the ball out of his hand. Kershaw goes, and every other shot the rest of the game was Kershaw staring on in disbelief after the Kendrick
just Eli Manning facing in the dugout.
3-3, back-to-back home runs. Then they go to the 9th. You referenced what happened when the Dodgers almost walked it off. And then in the 10th, the inning that led to the Kendrick grand slam changing the world. But, you know, for me, that the hit against the Brewers was kind of my reckoning that this is different, that this thing can actually happen. But that's when you knew they're a buzzsaw.
Mm-hmm.
They are a juggernaut.
Yeah, this was the one to me.
This is a magical carpet ride.
They had been the hit against the Brewers was amazing. I'm not knocking it, but we're comparing like epic moments, you know, like so it's we're making our own Mount Rushmore here. That was to get to where they'd been. And they got to that place again where there's a winner take all game and you just have that pit in your stomach where you're going, is it going to happen again? Are we going to get Dodgered again?
Totally. Here's my argument though. The feeling being in the ballpark that I had had so many times before, in the Cubs series, in the Cardinal series, in a Game 5, certainly, and namely the worst was the Dodger series previously, that feeling of being in the ballpark all night waiting for the big hit, the Giants series I would throw in there from way back in 14, and the hit never came. It's like being on a deserted island thinking every time the airplane light is flying overhead that maybe this one's going to see me.
Passenger looks out and sees you.
Maybe once this helicopter is going to stop and hover and go, oh my God, they saw me. And every time you're going, he might get a hit. Nope, he might get a hit. You do that for 9 innings, and then you score once and you lose. right? That's what happened year after year after year. And the Milwaukee game, same vibes, same feel. And they punch through with that inning, and it's bedlam in the ballpark at home. So that's why I put that one like higher for me. But it doesn't change the fact that my screams, again, baby upstairs, wife asleep. And my wife knew what had happened, so it wasn't like she was upset, but screaming at the top of my lungs. In fact, Clary showed us a video today of him at his house. His dad's in the living room. He's laying in his own bed. He didn't want to watch the game with his dad for some reason, which is odd. We'll cover that another time. But he starts screaming in a way that you would have thought someone was stabbing him. I mean, and he's running around his house. It's a great video.
It's a great video.
We try to pull the audio, but it's on Snapchat from like 8 updates ago. So
yeah, it's tough. And I convinced myself during that postseason run that when the Nationals were on the road, we would only win if I was watching the game in my bedroom.
Makes sense. You gotta pull those covers up. Yeah.
We won. It was great.
So that's why your dad, because on the video, you can hear your dad like in the other room going, come on, get a hit, Howie.
Exactly.
Get a hit. And Clary, little Clary is sitting this 19-year-old, probably Ryan Clary.
Yep. 19 years old then.
Laying in his bed watching the game, and then you jump up screaming and run out to the room.
There's a big gap. Like as soon as Howie made contact, and I knew off the bat that it was gone. And my life changed.
5 years ago today.
5 years, man.
Andrew's in Stafford. What's up, Andrew? Andrew, you will get nothing.
Andrew.
And you will like it.
Disappointing.
Very much so. I wonder how that happens, because he's still on the phone.
Uh-huh.
So, like, what is he hearing when we go to him?
So I was wondering about that. Sometimes I actually spoke to somebody who said they called us once, and something was happening in their life at that moment, so they hit mute. And then they forgot that they'd muted themselves.
Ah.
And they're sitting there going, hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. And we're not responding. And nothing happens. And then impossible. It's over.
That or he hates us. One of the two.
It could be that. It could be that he's like, I like him enough to call him, but I'll give him the silent treatment because I hate their guts.
The question on the call screener that made me want to pick it up before we moved on was, he wanted to ask, did you scream louder after the Howie home run or after the Kuzi goal?
Howie home run. And because the Kuzi goal wasn't instantaneous in terms of viewing. So if you remember it, you couldn't see the puck live. Now, people right behind the goal in Pittsburgh saw it, and they headed for the exits.
He went five hole, you're right, and it was kind of like he started reacting, like skating off, but it was not an easy, it beat him moment.
Yeah, so there's a delay, and you're sitting there going, did he? Like, so what happened was my buddy, who I watched these games with, goes, he saved it. And then I said, no, he didn't. And then we're sort of sitting there in disbelief, and we all hugged and went nuts. But that instantaneous, I'm thinking it's a sack fly, and you can see the ball, and it's beyond the wall.
Yeah.
That primal, euphoric scream I haven't had.
The grand slam is also, there's something about that.
Yes, there is.
It gives you a little more juice. That's hard to say. My reaction for Kuzi was wilder. I ran around. I was hugging people. I was kind of squealing, I would describe it as. I was definitely screaming.
I laughed a lot. Like, you know what I mean? I just sort of was like nervously cackling.
For Howie, I was by myself, which is different.
Uh-huh.
And I was top of my lungs yelling. So I probably screamed louder for Howie, but my reaction was more like if it's on camera for both, better for Kuzi, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that was this like, finally. That I just sank down to just relief and then drank scotch.
John's in Arlington. Hello, John.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good, man.
Good.
Good. I was just calling, thinking about the Howie Kendrick anniversary and how prolific that playoff run was. At that time, my wife and I were expecting our first child, and we were going back and forth about what to name him, and we decided on Howie.
No way.
Because of Howie Kendrick. Yeah, she'll lie and say it wasn't, but we all know the truth.
So Howie is five now?
Baby Howie's five.
Or almost?
Yeah, he's almost. He was born in May of 2020. So she was just, growing him at that time.
Gotcha. So four-year-old Howie. Yeah. You got to watch the highlight tonight with Howie.
I know. Yeah, he'll be pumped.
So there's still debate. Like, are we going to name him Howie? And then it's like, fly ball to right field. If it's fair, it's gone. Ding. That kid's Howie.
Foul pole. Yeah, part two for sure. This was Bill Belichick on how he would defend Jaden Daniels on television yesterday on ESPN.
Yeah, he's had a great start to the season. It's been fantastic. And, you know, he handled the Browns defense with, you know, Coach Schwartz, you know, well. But this play right here is what you can't let him do is get out of the pocket and extend plays. He can run, and when he gets out and has clear vision, he can throw the ball, make all the throws down the field. So the best way to defend him, I think, is to keep him in the pocket. That's easier said than done, but he's a very explosive athlete and can kill you with his legs. And if he has time and space, he can get outside and, you know, like I said, find some space out there and, you know, find open receivers. So, but he did a good job against Cleveland, and that's not a bad defense. So we'll see what happens this week against the Ravens, kind of a crosstown rivalry there. But, you know, Jaden's had a tremendous start to his career, and they're playing well. Cliff's running the ball probably a little bit more than he did when he was at Arizona. And as every quarterback knows, nothing helps a passing game more than a good running game.
I want to get into his idea of how to stop Daniels by keeping him in the pocket, because it seems almost like common sense, but it's way easier to say it than to actually do it. Do you guys think that's going to start happening? Are teams going to be able to do that? And do we expect an adjustment to come that really knocks Daniels and this offense down a peg? Like early in the year, we were saying, you know, that the bottom will fall out, the adjustment's coming, there's going to be a moment where Daniels and Kingsbury kind of hit a wall, and then they've got to make their own adjustment. Do we still think that that is inevitable, and do we think that it is imminent, you know, happening here shortly? Let's get into that next on G&D.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Yeah, he's had a great start to the season. It's been fantastic. And, you know, he handled the Browns defense with, you know, Coach Schwartz, you know, well. But this play right here is what you can't let him do is get out of the pocket and extend plays. He can run, and when he gets out and has clear vision, he can throw the ball, make all the throws down the field. So the best way to defend him, I think, is to keep him in the pocket. That's easier said than done, but he's a very explosive athlete and can kill you with his legs. And if he has time and space, he can get outside and, you know, like I said, find some space out there and, you know, find open receivers. So, but he did a good job against Cleveland, and that's not a bad defense. So we'll see what happens this week against the Ravens, kind of a crosstown rivalry there. But, you know, Jaden's had a tremendous start to his career, and they're playing well. Cliff's running the ball probably a little bit more than he did when he was at Arizona. And as every quarterback knows, nothing helps a passing game more than a good running game.
That is Hall of Famer Bill Belichick. Arguably the greatest coach of all time, certainly one of the best defensive thinkers in the history of the National Football League on how he would defend Jaden Daniels. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Do you think an adjustment to this Washington offense is looming? Is it imminent that somebody, I don't mean for 1 week, that's inevitable, that's obvious, but that someone's going to crack the code and everyone else is going to do it, where you just keep them in the pocket and you beat them that way, or you take one of the superpowers away, whether it is the scrambling by spying him? We have not really seen anybody play man against them yet. And maybe that could be a way to do it. If you feel good about pressing and bumping and playing man, especially opposite Terry McLaurin, and you spy if you do that. And then you feel like maybe you keep him in the pocket that way. Because that was the first few weeks of the season, the big conversation everyone was having is the adjustment from the league is coming. Well, not yet. Where is it? It seems like it's only a matter of time, Danny, and Belichick seems to have something that he would kind of harp on in the week leading up to a game against his team this weekend. It's just easier said than done.
Yeah, it definitely is. Now, it requires a lot of discipline, requires, you know, great athletes, and understanding that it's not going to work every time, even with your great plan, right? When you play against great players, that's adorable. You have a plan. Can your spies keep up with Lamar Jackson? No, nobody can, right? But you keep trying to crash that wave on the shore in hopes that, you know, enough positive stuff happens on your side of things. Belichick, to me, like, if I boiled down his coaching philosophy into a couple tenets, tenet one is everyone does their job and we got a great chance to come out on top. Tenet two is looking at opponents. I know what you want to do and what you like to do the most. You're not doing that against me. And if you beat me the other way, if you beat me doing the thing you're less comfortable doing, I'll run out and shake your hand and be gruff and tell people I'm on to Cincinnati. That's his whole philosophy. And I think at some point people are going to try that, and or, you know, maybe more to a degree than they already have, what you're talking about. Basically say, we are not letting Jaden Daniels be anything other than a passer. And I think right now he's good enough to punish teams sometimes. I think eventually he'll be good enough to punish teams all the time as he kind of grows into this thing in the league. But making him do things that he hasn't done just yet is as good a chance as anybody has of slowing this offense down.
So I think that is actually the big question for me. If you kept him in the pocket, do you beat them? Like, there are quarterbacks you win when you do that. Justin Fields as an example. This many years into his career.
Yeah, famously the Rams against Kyler Murray. I mean, they won that playoff game by a million points because they said, nothing else, that's all you're doing.
He's the next one on the list. If you keep him in the pocket like Washington did last week against Arizona and he doesn't run, you win. He cannot win from the pocket. Kyler Murray cannot win from the pocket. There are guys like that, Fields, same thing, around the league. Daniels, to me, is a better passer. Certainly has way more upside than those two guys. Mm-hmm. But already, at this point of his career, I would take Daniels throwing the football over Justin Fields. I would take Daniels throwing the football, just thinking about some of the other running quarterbacks, over a handful of those guys already. I think it's true, though. I don't think it should be some disrespectful comment. I posted this clip, and a lot of Commanders fans took issue with it and bristled, like they're smarter than Bill Belichick, which I'm sure they are. But I would not view this at, like, it's okay for people to have a take other than that Jaden Daniels is the greatest player in the history of the world every now and then without you viewing it as a slap in the face. And by the way, he is saying that he has been amazing and incredible. He's just saying if you keep him in the pocket, you have a chance. And I believe that. His best work happens now when he's extending, creating outside. And I hope that that is the superpower. That is the cape on Superman that I hope never goes away. By the way, I hope he accentuates it more and more and more and more because he's actually got far and away the highest scramble rate in the NFL when pressured. Have you seen those numbers?
Yes.
They're pretty staggering. We'll get to those in a minute. But I do think that if you keep Jaden Daniels in the pocket and you make him read through things that you could probably have success, I just think that that's obvious. Everybody knows that, and nobody's been able to do it. The Ravens will try this week.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not think that the Browns tried to do that? You don't think that was a talking point for Jim Schwartz? Let's make sure we don't let him get out of the pocket. And on the fifth play of the game, he did and threw it 66 yards.
Yeah, you had him dead to rights. Two guys were draped all over him, and he got out of the pocket and threw it downfield to McCorn to change the football game. Yeah, I mean, as I said, it's easier said than done, but that's got to be the plan. It requires an unbelievable amount of discipline, right? Like the one time the end gets upfield thinking he's winning and Daniels is able to step up and then move to his right, you're now dead to rights.
Well, you're basically no longer trying to get your own sack.
Yeah.
You're now no longer really trying to add to your pressure totals when everyone looks up your PFF numbers. Your job on the outside is contain. Right? You're just rushing to the edge. The problem is if you're not working in unison with your interior D lineman and whatever linebackers and muggers are going to be in the A gap, then he's going to just fly. You're creating a giant hole mm-hmm. if you're just containing, and he just flies straight ahead and has nothing but room to run. It's really hard. Used to be that the line that the team used when I covered him was rush with vision. Like you have to rush with vision. You have to see where he's at. You have to hem him in. I just think it's so hard. Here's the scramble rate numbers that came out this week that I was pretty stunned by. Highest pressured scramble rate by a rookie since 2006, minimum 50 pressure. So think about this. That's a lot of words. When you're under pressure, how often do you throw the ball away? Do you extend the play to throw versus just pull the ball down and run? Jaden Daniels scrambles twice as much as any other rookie since 2006 when he's pressured. It's worked so far. If it ain't broke, you don't have to fix it. But this is unsustainable, I guess is the point I mm-hmm. would make. And either you care about the data or you don't. A lot of people will just say, I've seen the games. He's amazing. He's got nothing to worry about. I'm just saying you can't scramble on 37% of your pressures all year long. Inevitably, that will not work. Either you're leaving too much on the field from a passing standpoint. Some of those big gains on the ground become much lesser gains. Eventually, you take a big shot. Josh Allen, in his rookie year, Danny, scrambled at the highest rate we'd ever seen under pressure. It was 18%, right there with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, about a percentage point more than Robert Griffin did as a rookie. Daniels is at 37%.
No, I think that number, because it's like twice as many as the number two players, right? Basically, over the years. I do think that number calms down a little bit as he gets more experience.
I also wonder, what was that number after week one, after week two, and after
exactly
week four?
Where I was going. Where are we trending? My gut instinct says it's trending down, and we're still at a small enough sample where, I mean, I think he... What did he scramble? 8 times in week one on 16 dropbacks?
Yeah.
Something to that effect, right?
The week one that just petrified me.
Yeah, right. That had me going, oh no, this is broken. So, yeah, I mean, it's something to monitor for sure. If we check back in 3 or 4 weeks and it's still at that percentage, we're going to go, okay, hey, this is a data point
but
worth.
But we're basically a third of the way through the season.
No, you're right. We are.
And here are, forget the rookie numbers because I think those are less important. Here are the scramble when pressured numbers in the NFL. Daniels is 37%. Lamar is second at 18.5%. Again, you're talking about twice as high as the number two guy in scrambling mm-hmm. when pressured. Now, if your point is just, it's working, leave me alone. Sure. I would just say that's not the best way. Like, you could have a lot of hits and you still need to tweak the swing. You know what I'm saying? The result has been great, but this is an area where he's going to have to improve. And I think it goes hand in hand with the Belichick conversation because Belichick's point is you got to keep him in the pocket. What he's been able to do is scramble out of the pocket. But what happens with teams rush with more vision, do a better job not trying to sack you like the Browns did, but trying to just keep you in that mm-hmm. area? You might run into a sack. You might run into a sack fumble. You might you know, not get out of the pocket.
You get a hold, get an intentional grab. There's a million negative things that can happen.
Bad things start happening.
For
sure. That's definitely the plan. The question is, can anyone actually pull it off? Because they haven't been able to.
Yeah, I think somebody can. It's going to take a good defense. I don't know that this...
Consistently?
No, I don't know if this Ravens defense can do that. Like, you know what I mean? I haven't seen it yet. In years past, you know that they're going to be disciplined and do everything the right way, et cetera. You know, the pass rush hasn't really been there as consistent. They got a couple guys that can really get after the passer. But can they play this way? I don't know how many teams can do it. But when you get into divisional winner type stuff, when you get into playoff type stuff, which, by the way, is fun to be able to talk about, yeah, someone will be able to say, we're going to make you do the thing you're not as good at right now and take our chances.
800-636-1067. Let's hit the phones on this next MGM National Harbor listener lines. Question for you guys right now on G&D. You heard what Belichick said he would try to do defensively. I think that's the idea that teams are going to have because Daniels has made so many plays with his feet running when he gets out of the pocket. And then this past week and over the last few weeks, extending plays to throw. Do you think that adjustment is coming? And what does that look like when it does? We're Grant and Danny. G&D on the Fan, another chance for you to win tickets to see the Caps tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We're actually going to be out and about at Capital One Arena for the big event, Caps 50th celebration, 50 years of hockey. We'll give you all the details before we say goodbye. Top of the hour, coming up in 13 minutes, Steve Mariucci, former head coach, San Francisco, Detroit, and NFL Network analyst, is going to join us right here on the Fan. We're fired up about that. Do you think there's an adjustment coming to Washington's offense? Are you worried that at some point teams are going to be able to keep Jaden Daniels in the pocket and to take some of his running and extension abilities away? Let's go to Adam and Culpepper. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey, fellas. It's been a while, man. Last time I talked to you guys, I was in a real dark place, sports speaking, you know. So this is awesome.
A lot.
Yeah, it's way more fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a nice several week respite here.
Bro, I was about at the end of my rope after about 30 years, but I don't think there's anything you can do just because mathematics. Like you really can't. I don't think you can keep him in. He slips out too easy. You can't just keep him in there for one. And if you do, like, all right, well now you're missing a safety, so. We're just going to dump it off to Austin Eckler for 50. You can't at this moment in time and for the foreseeable, you know, few games here, I don't see what anybody's going to be able to do. The way he gets away is just so easy for him.
It makes it look easy, no doubt. Mm-hmm. This is why teams all want the running quarterback.
Yeah.
It's because not only in the running game are you 11-on-11 hat on a hat now, but, okay, I'm going to take him away and make sure he doesn't keep. Well, now my running back's going downhill in read option, and he's picking up yards Alfred Morris style to the tune of 1,600. It's the, okay, you're going to keep him in the pocket. You're going to use extra guys and rush with all of those guys. Okay, I got my check downs, my dump downs. I got the middle of the field here, 5 and 7 yard drags and crossers behind you. I got a drift, a little in-breaker, dig route behind your linebackers that are coming up to spy me. You should theoretically have an answer a lot of the time. And it's why everybody, it's hard to find a guy who can do it all well. But when you do, it's the
easy kick. I mean, it's like growing up, the league is different now, but in the NBA, you had a dominant center. It forced the other team to have to play a certain way. If you have Shaquille O'Neal, you simply have to commit so many resources to cover Shaquille O'Neal. And even still, you couldn't really do it most nights, but it left other things open and available. That's kind of the same answer key here.
The one thing I would add is, and we bring this up about once a week, we try not to harp on it, and there's no reason to right now. In Cliff Kingsbury's past, his offenses always got off to amazing first halves, where they were in the top 5, top 10 almost annually, and then it all comes crashing down. Let's go to Smitty in Hyattsville. What's up, Smitty?
Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hey, buddy.
I think that eventually, some coordinators, that's what they get paid to do. Mm-hmm. They're going to stay up all night and try to figure out how to stop. That's what they do.
Yep.
But here's the thing. The same way they're staying up all night, you got Kingsbury and Daniel showing up at the facility at 4 o'clock in the morning. So they're making adjustments also. And the very definition of being special is when the defense got the right play, the right call with the right players at the right time, and he still figures out a way.
Yeah, and he still snatches their soul.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good call. The Browns made the right call and executed pretty well on the 66-yard throw to McLaurin. Their good execution got beat by a spectacular, special, elite play.
Yeah, 100 yards of offense came on plays that the Browns did a good job. You think of that one and then the fourth down scramble by Daniels for 35 yards.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like they called it up, dialed it up, did everything right. Sorry, you got a length of football field against you.
It's a good point, too, about the work that they're putting in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Luvu's comment, it's being taken as literal that he gets there at 4 a.m. I don't know that Luvu's like, you know, looking at the time card or whatever. I think he was just kind of saying the guy gets here before I get here, yeah, and I get here really
I'd actually
early.
Like him to get a little bit more sleep for rest recuperation. Like 5 is fine.
Hey, whatever he's doing, keep you know? Doing it, yeah, as far as I'm concerned. But yes, he is a worker, and he seems to care a lot about the stuff that matters that nobody can see. And that's always the first tell.
Mm-hmm.
You give me the details on whether your quarterback prospect is burning the candle at both ends as a leader, as a worker, as a studier, as a film watcher. And I'll tell you if they got a chance or not. And just so happens, he also happens to be one of the best athletes on the planet. Let's go to Travis and Calvert on the fan. What's up, Trav?
Hey, what's going on, G&D? How y'all doing?
Good, pal.
So I think even if they find a way to somehow keep him in the pocket, it's not going to matter because he'll just do exactly what he did at Cincinnati. He'll stand there and he'll take a big shot and deliver it right in the bucket for a touchdown.
We've seen it.
Yeah.
He can do it. I mean,
there have been some highlight moments for sure.
But if you're here's the difference, though. If you're Belichick or you're a defense, you'll take that. Because that is such a low percentage. I don't mean that play. That play specifically.
Yeah, it was a 10% catch.
The next-gen stats was like a 9.8% chance to be completed. So you're saying 91% of the time he's not going to make that throw and take that hit, and Terry's not going to get open and make that catch, right? But you will take the chance that he misses, you know, the Ertz middle of the field could have been a big play, the near touchdown to Ertz, like that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's not a Jaden thing. It's a quarterback thing.
Yeah,
you're going to miss some throws. So if you're standing in the pocket having to read things out, you're much more inclined to miss something there than you are when you get out of the pocket to not outrun a linebacker. Because I could tell you he's going to win that one a lot more than 10% of the time.
Yeah, but what did the paradigm become to defend Pat Mahomes, right? Make him check it down. I guarantee you Pat Mahomes can execute a 4 or 5 or 6 yard pass. The guy that's that good, the best to ever do it, is probably good enough to do that. So you're willing to take and give up certain things, right? I mean, so it's not necessarily an insult to the guy to say, oh, yo, we're going to make a pass. You can't pass. It's you're basically saying you've got to execute 10, 11, 12, 13 plays down the field every time against us, and things go wrong. It's the NFL.
Grant and Danny with you on the fan. Some really good answers and comments coming in. The question, if you're just jumping in your car, Bill Belichick with Pat McAfee gave what he believes to be the script to slowing Jaden Daniels down. It started with kind of keeping him in the pocket. And we're asking you guys if you think that's coming. And if there is something defenses can do based on what we've seen that would be a big problem for this offense. We'll get back into this for sure with more of your calls next hour at 800-636-1067. But next, I want to ask this same question to Steve Mariucci. He is a former offensive mind, play caller, and a really good one in the NFL as a head coach, playoff head coach over the years. He joins us on Grant and Danny in moments.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile.
Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!